Now for today's quick shot of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Hey, yes, welcome to this quick shot Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yeah, we definitely are. There's nothing else on at this point that's going to outtake us.
You like know? Old reruns of Dirty Jobs?
Nope, not even that.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
We definitely rerun of last night's Panther game by a lot. Yeah. Not the original, but the rerun. Yeah. We definitely beat that. God, yeah. Nobody watched that.
Yeah. No.
Dirty Job. It's always so dirty.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, you can.
Nobody would watch Awesome Job.
Jobs you stay clean at.
You could put a channel on and do nothing but Dirty Jobs and how it's made 24/7.
Yeah.
And I would never watch anything else.
That would be Bob's channel.
Oh, yeah. I'd just be. Yeah. I wouldn't get any work done. I'd just be sitting there staring all day.
Jobs that never get you dirty, drinking bourbon.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on how much bourbon you drink.
I was going to say, I could debate that.
I've worn some.
I don't know. That floor in that hotel in Tennessee looked a little filthy.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. Been there, done that.
Absolutely. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Pleasure to be here.
And good old boy Justin.
Oh, good morning from the basement.
Well, this is a quick shot episode of our sip segment. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip on. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be sipping on today. We have the Square 6 High Rye Bourbon, the Square 6 High Rye Rye Whiskey, the Square 6 Wheated Bourbon. We have the Rise of the Robots Straight Rye. And we have the Old Forester 117 Series Scotch Cask Finish Bourbon. So let's have Justin against our better judgment.
Well, we have no judgment.
But yeah.
That's how I made the show, guys.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, that is how he got in.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead and do it then, I guess.
Okay. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Bring water. Two sips.
Jethro Bodine, I guess. Yeah.
Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that
That's his
nice?
Forrest Gump.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I think that was his Hannibal Lecter.
I just watched somebody walk by the table shaking their head. I don't know what that means.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
I think that's Georgie from Young Sheldon. Okay.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I don't know, that was sort of all over the place. I wasn't really following it. Just, you know, it's just like, it's here, it's there, it's here, it's there, it's...
It's the hollers.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about
Kentucky
that.
Kentucky hollers.
Well, thanks for that, I guess.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So it's, Lord, right in the toilet. What are we, 4:45. Yeah, already in the toilet. Yeah.
Gone, done.
So, yeah, that's a new record. Well, let's have Brent tell us about Square 6.
Thanks, Bob. So Square 6 is a line of whiskey from Heaven Hill Distillery that is produced exclusively at the artisanal distillery located within the Evan Williams Experience in downtown Louisville.
Very cool.
Oh,
very
cool. They got that bottle that's pouring, you know, a glass of whiskey.
It's
there
like
there
if
in the front.
Disney it's, built a whiskey experience, this is what they would build. It's just missing the robots. If Evan Williams was a robot, then it'd be perfect.
It's like Epcot whiskey production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus you get to taste and drink and buy. I mean, it's a whole experience. Yeah. If you're ever in Louisville, you have to go here no matter
tasting
what.
Tasting bars are neat.
I was about to say, go to the tasting bar on the
There's
top
floor.
There's
the one that's like Little Irish Pub. There's the one that's the like 60s. You kind of expect Don Draper to come walk out and pour you a drink. That one's my favorite.
Oh,
that bar is totally cool. Completely hip.
Yeah. Well, here you have head distiller Jody Filantro. She distills one barrel of American whiskey per day and is continuously crafting innovative mash bills and tweaking the hard-crafted process for each new recipe. Since the building of the craft distillery, Heaven Hill has been patiently waiting as the barrels quietly age to maturation. During this aging process, a team of master tasters sample each recipe at various stages until that specific mash bill has been deemed to have achieved a taste profile worthy of bottling. So our first whiskey is from the Square Six. Is the Square Six High Rye Bourbon. It's 47.5% ABV, 95 proof, non-age stated. 5 years old. Okay, non-age stated though. So the Square Six High Rye Bourbon is the first bottling from the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience Stills. Or still.
Still.
So, yeah, because it's just one.
Well, there's two. There's some.
Was there two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A column and a doubler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. So the first released in May of 2021, the Square Six High Rye Bourbon features a mash bill of 52% corn, 35% rye, and 13% malted barley, which is a new bourbon recipe under the Heaven Hill Distillery portfolio. So the color of this is kind of a brighter copper a little bit. Kind of that 80s, 90s penny there, you know. The on the nose, I get rye, corn, tobacco. It just smells young to me when I smell it, you know. I kind of get that young smell to it. On the palate, I get this, it's like a black tea kind of like a, they get the cardamom, you know, cinnamon, pepper, just kind of, it's kind of all tastes young as well. I see where they're going with this one, and the master tasters, I think, could have let this one go a little bit longer, you know, for what I would think for it, but... What do you think, Justin?
Well, I think if I rode in the back of a truck where they had half Camel Unfilters and half Swisher Sweets, I'd capture the nose of this expression. And the palate, it's got a kind of a gummy rye going on. I think if you put it in an old fashioned, it would be as good as it can be. And the finish is a little
better. Yeah, you need to do something with it because it's not... For me, it just doesn't complete itself as a standalone drink. You have to do it with something. It's got to be a mixer.
I wouldn't do a Manhattan. I do an old fashioned. And
yeah. Old fashioned or another mix, you know, something like that.
You go light on the bitters. Yeah. Because it's got the bitter in it. What'd you think, Bob?
I'm not sure where they age these. I don't think they're not aging them in downtown Louisville because, I mean, you know, they're making a barrel a day, like during the week. So I mean, you know, it's like a couple hundred barrels a year. There's not enough room there for it. So they're not. I don't think they're aging there. But wherever they're putting them, they need to put them a little bit higher up in the rickhouse because after 5 years, I honestly would have expected this to be a little bit further along than it is. I'm with Brent. It
tastes young.
It's young. It definitely tastes young. We just finished doing some whiskeys from somebody else that was 5 year,
but they were sweet mash.
Yeah, but these they were. Yeah, it was still. There's a big difference. On this one, it's. I mean, to me, it's. When I smell it, if you told me this was not a bourbon, if you told me this was a rye whiskey, I would absolutely believe you that it's a rye whiskey. Because that rye note, that putty nose, is just coming through. It's just, you know, that's the thing I'm getting more than I'm getting, you know, the corniness. I'm getting that
the rye.
The heavy, heavy rye on it. And I'm getting a little bit of, I get a little bit of that tobacco on the nose as well. And it's a little bit sweet on the palate. They're dead on with their description on the cardamom and the cinnamon. You know, the cardamom really, really comes out. It's kind of a herbally.
I mean, the cinnamon's kind of like a dull cinnamon, but it has like a peppery, a pepper to it. You know, it's like an old cinnamon. You know,
It's an herbally kind of earthy kind of rickhouse floor kind of cinnamon to it. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's well made. I don't know where they're aging it, but I would expect that it's been further along at the age that it's, you know, theoretically at.
I mean, Heaven Hill puts out some really high quality.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, their lineup is just outstanding.
Yeah.
Their regular lineup. But this one here, I just think it falls flat of what they're, of what they produce, you know, as far as, you know, at the regular, you know, at the regular distillery.
Yeah. Again, I think they need to find a new place for Rick House so this thing can get a little bit more heat cycling on it. And it might be fantastic. I don't know. But right now, it just tastes too young to tell. So,
well, I remember seeing barrels there when I toured it a long time ago, and you know, I remember seeing barrels stacked up there. So,
but I mean, the thing is
that's not really a Rick House.
If they're making five a day, if they're making five a week, and they've been making them since you know that place has been there, you know, 5, 6 years, seven years,
longer than that.
That's not going to fit. You know, period. It's not going to fit. So they're definitely aging
they have
them somewhere
to put
else,
them someplace afterwards.
You know, because this tastes like something that's been aged in a Rick House that's, you know, like air conditioned. It just doesn't seem like it's gotten enough of the heat cycling.
Yeah.
But, you know, neither here nor there. We're going to be rating the Square 6 High Rye Bourbon 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that takes us to our next one. So we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So this one is the Square 6 High Rye Rye Whiskey, as they say in Louisville.
The Rye Rye.
The Rye Rye. 47.5% alcohol by volume, or 95 proof, and it's non-age stated. In October of 2022, Evan Williams Bourbon Experience released their second expression in the Square 6 series, the Square 6 High Rye Rye Whiskey, featuring a mash bill consisting of 63% rye, 24% corn, and 13% malted barley. On the nose, kind of got a peak iced tea kind of thing going on.
Brand specific.
Yeah, it's definitely a peak
iced tea. So it's not Arizona. No, it's not peak. Snapple.
Peak.
It's not Lipton.
No, it's not.
Not Tetley. Okay.
No,
well,
Peak.
It's the black tea from Peak, though. Mm.
And you don't get a lot of heat on the nose or anything like that on the palate. You get that gummy rye thing going on. You get vanilla. You get a little bit of white pepper. The finish, it's all center palate. It's not that long. There's a cocktail that will fix this. I just don't know what it is. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, that whole palate thing, this one is all middle to forward palate. And when I like a rye, I like it to kind of like fill my mouth, you know, kind of, I want that whole experience. And this just doesn't give it to you. You had all those notes. I had the black tea, a little bit of molasses on the nose there. The palate, yeah, it's, again, I just think that these could go a little bit longer. You know, for a rye, you would think if it was 5 years old, that it would be, you know, just starting to hit into its zone. And it kind of felt short for me. I didn't think it had, like, got to its potential yet. I think they just, you know, maybe, you know, like Bob said on the other one, it might be where they're aging them, that they're not getting the heat. And maybe they are aging them in air conditioning or something. But it just feels like it's missing out on something that's to give it that punch that you really want with your rye. Bob?
Yeah, I mean, same thing for me. I get the black tea on the nose and sort of like a molasses undertone, sort of a black molasses undertone. For me, it's on the palate. Again, that cardamom is present. I'm guessing that's maybe just sort of a characteristic of that still. You know how
stills
have different, right.
You know, the Beam peanuts and the dill that you get from MGP, which is fine. I like the cardamom. Some allspice and pepper. But again, for me, it tastes a little bit young. I think this one needs a little bit more time. You know, or you know, a different position and at a different rickhouse, because it's fallen a little flat. I mean, again, it's well made. It's just there's not a lot there. The finish is just disappears. So, well, we'll be back. The stars and cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on this. Hey, and we're back, and we were finishing up our discussion on the Square 6 High Rye Whiskey. And we are going to be rating that at two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that takes us to our last whiskey from Square 6, which is the Square 6 Wheated Bourbon. It's 52.5% ABV, 105 proof. Released in June of 2023, the Square 6 Wheated Bourbon is the third release in the series, and it's comprised of two distinct wheated bourbon mash bills, which were blended post-aging. The first one is 74% corn, 16% wheat, and 10% malted barley. And the second one is 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. So, color, like a new penny, bright, shiny, good clarity to it. I mean, it's got a pretty color. On the nose, caramel, vanilla, some new kind of fresh oak. And let's see on the palate. On the palate, get a little baking spice. I definitely get a Coca-Cola note.
Yeah, but a flat Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
flat, you know, like one, right? Yeah. One that's just like it's been sat out way too long. No more fizz.
There's that cola note. There's some oak to it, and then I get sort of that bitter walnut to it. Honestly, I think I like this one the best of the three. But it is still, again, it's this one's hitting me young, but I expected it to, because I mean, you know how wheated whiskeys are. They really
takes that, a while for
they
the
take
age
a while
to
for
show.
Me for them to really hit their maturity.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years more than a standard bourbon. You know, a rye bourbon. But honestly, I think this one's the best of the three. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, it is the best of the three, that's for sure. But, and I think this is probably pulled at, you know, probably that five-year mark. It's not age-stated, but that's what I'm guessing. I think if it would have gone to that seven, eight-year mark, mm-hmm. I think that's where the sweet spot for this is going to be. There's, it's not saying that this is the bad, because it's well-made. And you can taste that in it. You can taste, you know, on the yeah. nose, I got the figs and the oak and a little bit of caramel on the nose. And then on the palate, oak and corn was what came out at me right away, along with the baking spices. And then you say that flat cola at the end and some, you know, some nuts on there. But again, I just think this one needed, you know, I don't know that there's a reason why they're pulling them soon, you know, of why they would pull them soon, but it's...
I don't know. Maybe the gift shop needs them. I don't know. You know, again, I'm with you. Very well made. Like anything you're going to get from Heaven Hill, they know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
This
exactly.
is an outfit that knows what they are doing. They make some of the best whiskey in the world. I just think these are just too young.
You know? That's exactly it.
I mean, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof is pretty much a death row bourbon for, I'd say, 4 out of 5 of us on the show. But if you took it out at 5 years, would you like it as much? Not nearly.
No.
You know, would you like it at 3? Probably not nearly. So I think if they give these a little more time, and I'm hoping that maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're putting these out now while they're putting more barrels away, and you know this is going to continue to get a little bit older as it get you know as each. Well,
I mean, they are experimenting a lot there, so I mean that is the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing is to try to do it on a small scale, experiment, find out what's going to work, and then they can probably take that and move it to a large scale and put it out for the masses. Mm-hmm. This is just really young experimental whiskey. Yeah.
But this one has definitely opened up, and just a drop of water, this one is definitely, I think, the best of the three. What did you think, Justin?
Well, I got the Elmer's Glue fourth grade on it. I got lemon meringue pie.
Did your mother
on
tell
the
you
nose.
Not to eat the glue?
No.
It would make you mental. Well, never mind.
No. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
He put it on his palm and let it dry out like all of us did, and then peel it off your palm. It
smelled a lot of airplane glue, yeah. too.
Oh, for sure. But that was later. So, yeah, definitely got the flat cola. I got some baking spices on it. I got the walnuts. But I think it has potential. I think if you laid this down 12 years, 15 years.
I think it's got huge, huge potential.
I think all three of these, if you put them in a better warehouse or give them a couple more years, I think they're going
to
be good.
12 to 15 years, this thing's going to be great.
I think 7 or 8 in a better spot in the Rick House, and that'll be fantastic. So, again, who knows? Maybe that's what they're doing, and they're releasing these until they get there. So
if you got some left, guys, just lay them down on a high floor somewhere.
Well, we're going to be giving the Square 6 Wheated Bourbon 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So combining their enthusiasm for whiskey, passion for movies, and dedication for storytelling, each expression from Filmland Spirits sports a unique label with a pulp-style art in the style of the 1950s retro movie posters. So, to carry through to the movie mode of consumers, can go to their website and view the movie trailer outlining the story behind each label. So if you just go to their website, you can see the different...
Yeah, whichever expression you've got, they've got, like, scripts there, like... that you can actually read, and they have like movie trailers, and you can even download the labels. Are like a cool 1950s.
It's a cool bottle. I mean, when you're looking at it, it's going to
be movie poster. It's cool.
I mean, I have to imagine when you're looking at this on the shelf, this has got to stand out like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all these other ones, nice black and gold labels and things.
Yeah.
And this one's got a movie poster on it.
And we did their first release, Moonlight Mayhem, a year or more ago. And this is the newest release. Yeah. So what'd you think?
So this is the Rise of the Robot Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 47% APV, 94 proof, 95% rye, 5% malted barley. It's distilled in Indiana, number 4 char, white oak barrel.
Gee, I wonder where that came from.
Hmm. Well, it's got a dill pickle and a vanilla nose to it, so...
Gee, I wonder where that came from. It is a prototype MGP rye. That's the first thing I noticed.
Yes, they didn't do anything... different to it, which it doesn't need to, nothing needs to be different to it, you know. It's aged in a different spot, you know, just let it sit and enjoy it. You get the pepper, tobacco, the light oak notes. I got a slightly burnt vanilla on this one, not just like a regular, but like a little burnt, like a toasted vanilla on it, you know. It's got a nice finish, nice mouthfeel, you know, pleasant, very pleasant. Justin,
I love the tagline on this bottle: "Serve the drinks, save the world." I don't know what you can really say after that. The flavors in this are really good. It's really well balanced. There's nothing I could tell them to do better. I just say, hey, if one comes in my house, I'm going to be drinking it and sharing it. I liked it.
Well, again, prototypical MGP rye. That dill, salty... dill pickle nose, which, you know, some people are not into. I think it's great.
So it's like 4 year, 5 year rye?
I'm probably guessing, yeah. But, you know, well done. Nice color to it. Mm. On the palate, you know, right exactly where you expect that to be. You know, I mean, it doesn't disappoint. Solid whiskey. It's a little palate forward, like front and middle of the palate, back palate not so much. About medium long finish. Yeah, I get what you're saying about sort of like the toasted, kind of a toasted vanilla, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of dark toffee and mocha for me, almost like leaning toward dark chocolate. You know, again, like their last release, I mean, beautiful packaging and a solid juice inside. You know, I think this one's really tasty.
They found their gimmick with this film thing, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
The film, they found their gimmick with it. Yeah. I think it's working. And, when you have a good
but
product.
They're putting solid juice
in it. Right. When you put a good product in something like that,
yeah.
It just enhances it yeah. as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Well, yeah. If you see something yeah. cool, a cool bottle, you'll buy it once. If what's inside it isn't good, that's the only time you'll buy it. If what's inside it is good, you'll keep going. And I think they're onto something. They're they've got beautiful packaging, and the two that we've had so far have all been solid. So we're going to give the Rise of the Robots from Filmland Spirits a solid 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we get to talk about Old Forester 117 Series Scotch Cask Finish. It's 46.5% alcohol by volume, or 93 proof. George Garvin Brown was proud of his Scottish heritage. To celebrate these Gaelic roots, this limited edition release was finished in Scotch whiskey casks. Sourced from Speyside, these sherry and wine maturation and finishing casks were used to finish the Old Forester Kentucky Straight Bourbon. So, on the nose, it's like a little smoky. You get some cool milk chocolate thing going on, but it's pretty complex, but really pleasant. On the palate, you kind of get, Amish pie store. You're getting some cinnamon. You're getting some beautiful sweet wine on the finish. And it's got body and age, and the finish is just really pleasant. You just really look forward to the next sip after you've finished it. They couldn't have really done this any better. You know, if you don't know if you want a bourbon or a scotch, and you feel like both at the same time, this is a way to go. What'd you think, Brent?
Well, so the moment I hear scotch, I kind of cringe a little bit,
Sissy.
And then when I smelt this, when I gave it a nose to it, I got chocolate milk with plums, and I'm like, what kind of a combination is that? Like,
do you mind
telling
me what this is all about, mister?
Yeah. What am I going to be drinking here, And then on the palate, it just explodes. I mean,
oh my.
Yeah. It just explodes. I mean, you got that, like you said, an Amish pie. Yeah, that apple pie from the Amish. Oh, yeah. Excellent description there. And it does have that chocolate in it. And it doesn't have the plums, but it's got this nice, a little bit of smokiness to it, but not a smokiness that you get when you get on these. When you're drinking some of these scotches,
it's not a peaty smoky.
Right, no. It's not like that.
It's more
at
of
all.
A barrel char smoky.
Yes, exactly. So there's a difference of that. But yeah, silky, buttery. This is all around a really nice expression. I'm very happy, very pleased with this one. I wasn't, that scotch word threw me off, but other than that, Bob.
Should have seen him when he was pouring it, the look on his face. Well, George Garvin Brown did have Scottish heritage, which is why to this day when they spell whiskey on Old Forester, there's no E, because that's how you do it. But again, great nose. The milk chocolate really comes through, like spice stewed fruit for me. And just a really lovely nose. But on the palate is where I think this one really shines.
It does shine on the palate. That is, it dances a little bit.
It's like dried fruit, like dark, dark toffee, a little bit of sort of mocha on there, some cinnamon, milk chocolate, a little bit of nuttiness on the back palate. It's got a pretty decent finish on it. It stays with you. The cocoa stays with you. The baking spice stays with you. I'd say medium to long palate. I think this one's a winner. This one's definitely a winner. You know, we've had quite a few of the 117 series. They've been very kind to share quite a lot of them with us. But I think this one is, I think this one's very well done. So I think, I wish we'd got a larger bottle.
You mean that thumb size bottle?
The little 50 ml airplane bottle? Yeah, I wish we'd have got a little bit larger supply of that one. So, yeah. I mean, I understand that the 117 series are very small. You know, they release them at the gift shop and they, you know, go like that. So there's no big bottles of this, but
I know if I was in the store,
I wouldn't have minded a larger one. So yeah, so we're going to be rating the Old Forester 117 series Scotch Cask Finish a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah, because this is one, if it said Scotch Cask on the shelf, I'd probably pass it up, you know. But after tasting it.
Well, now that you've had it.
Right, exactly. You know, so, but I mean, just the word Scotch does it for me, so.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much.
For Sip, Sud, and Smokes, May and Bad Bob, thank you for joining us. And remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.